Tracking Ag Trade for July, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. USDA's import and export trade data for July 2020, just recently released, provides important insight into the continuing impact of the COVID-19 outbreak on U.S. agricultural trade. Here with more on this story is Jake Putnam, spokesman for American Farm Bureau Federation.
The USDA, they have these trade export reports that go out every month. No great surprise that July is lagging far behind last July because of COVID, but there's quite a few bright spots in the report. We're actually doing pretty well, probably because Canada and Australia are not doing well with their wheat crop. So the speculation that it is, we are getting more interest in our commodities, but it's just not where it was, but we'll take it.
In other words, we'll keep our heads above water.
We're going to keep our heads above water. We're going to fight and farm again next year.
For an industry accustomed to achieving a trade surplus year after year, a trade deficit of nearly $3.551 billion over the first 7 months of 2020 is noteworthy. Though consistent with historical patterns, the last several months of the calendar year will need to produce significant exports to push net U.S. ag trade back into a positive position. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.